Fairy Tales for Adults, Relaxing Bedtime Stories for Everyone. Written by Mary Benson. Narrated by Miriam Owen. The Return of Mayla to the Forest Grove. The forest shadows swayed as the sun continued her lazy descent. Mayla loved this time when things were starting to prepare for the oncoming night. But the buzz of late afternoon activity had not yet subsided. She walked barefoot in grass, along with the roots and over fallen logs like mossy bridges across a stream. Mayla had come here since she was a little girl, the advantage of having your backyard right next to the forest. Her parents worried, but she was older now and knew how to take care of herself. Besides, the forest was her friend. Her parents never understood that part. A golden light shone down into the clearing. Green dust glittered in the rays that splayed through the leaves. Flowers bloomed in the clearing, blues, yellows, and reds in many hundreds, and an old stump stood in the middle. She did not know what happened to the trees so long ago, but the old stump was not dead. Mayla had known that since she was a kid. When she had first come here and sat on the stump, she could feel it living beneath her, telling her the stories of a long, long life in this place before there was a human voice, questioning whether the trees made sounds when they fell. As it turned out, the old stump had quite a lot to say, quite a long time after it had fallen. Colorful birds sang incessantly in the branches. Some of them stopped to look at her, to chirp a greeting, and Mayla waved. A light breeze tugged at her hair and her clothes. She smiled and inhaled deeply. The air was so fresh in the clearing in the forest. She stopped and smelled some of the flowers. Picking up a fallen red bloom, she set it in her hair and continued along the little meadow until she came to the tree stump. Sitting with her legs dangling over the edge, it had seemed so much higher up 10 years ago, Mayla sat back on her hands and looked up. One by one, little pinpoints of white appeared in the deepening blue canvas above. A long hair bounded into the clearing. It stopped, stood up, looked at her, and then happily leaped away. Then a fox appeared, going in the opposite direction, but the fox stopped to talk to her. "Good evening," said the fox. "Good evening," said Mayla, and she smiled, and the fox smiled. "Where would you be going tonight?" asked the fox. "Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe I would just see what the forest was dreaming of tonight." The fox sat and lifted up her nose, sniffing the air, as if expecting something. "There is a lovely feeling in the wind tonight. I feel like sharing. Would you like to dream with me tonight?" Mayla's eyes lit up. "Yes, I would. I always wondered what fox dreamed." The fox laughed. "Then place your hand on my head and I will show you." Mayla hopped down from the stump and approached the fox. She wondered if she could be afraid, given Fox's reputation as a trickster, but something in the air told her to run with it. A cool, comfortable night was coming. She wanted to dream as the fox dreamt. She placed her hand on Fox's head, her fingers threading through the warm fur, and the fox laughed. "Heed no nighty noises, for tonight we dream together." Then Mayla leaped away in the body of the fox, and the forest came to life. A shimmering green light seemed to emanate from the trees themselves, pulsing softly as if in tune with the land's heartbeat. Mayla the fox saw modes of glowing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?